All right, it's nearly time to wrap up this week's edition of the House of Wellness. But before we go, we actually did hear from quite a few people last week who felt inspired and motivated to start on a health journey. And I thought best way for us to finish up today is to maybe inspire people, motivate people. It's what you two do all of the time. And given that so many health kicks start on Monday, tomorrow, because it's always, I'm going to start on Monday, right? Michelle.
My tip is to cook up a few things efficiently today, being Sunday, so that when you get home during the week, if you're having a busy week, you can pull them out of the fridge or freezer and they're ready for dinner.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's it. Just like that. Because so many of us start the week out and you just can't.
Just one thing. I'm not going to overwhelm you. One thing.
All right.
Love it.
Easy to maintain, easy to stick to, right? Gian.
Mine goes a bit around time management. Schedule your exercise into your diary like you would a business meeting. So a lot of people will do a breakfast meeting or something outside of work hours. Put it in your diary. I am doing an exercise meeting with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll do it.
Michelle, is still the best time of day to do that before work because, as you say, once the day starts, it can turn to custard pretty quickly. So you can go, I'm going to train at lunchtime, but then work goes overtime. Yeah. I'm going to train tonight, but something else happens, right?
I personally think it is the best time, but that being said, any time is the best time.
Yeah.
If you've got some time, take it.
All right. And keep moving.
Yes.
Yeah? All right. So only because we heard from a 50-year-old man who was overweight and couldn't get into exercise, I'm going to chime in as well. And my thing is, if not now, when? It was my motivation for my last campaign for the men's health thing a year or so ago. And having turned 50 and realizing that I wasn't moving properly, I wasn't eating properly, and I didn't feel well, it was like, if not now, when? If I don't start this today, will I start it when I'm 55? Probably not. Mm. Will I start it when I'm 60? I doubt it very much. Mm. So that's the thing that sort of got me out of bed and trying to move each day, and I'd have to remind myself of that every time the nasty meal landed in front of me as well.
And I love it how Michelle said, don't overwhelm it. Don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah.
Just put your runners on and walk out the door.
Like one small thing a week and just nail that.
Because how many people go out on day one, usually a Monday, go too hard at the gym, get too sore or hurt something and go, that's it, I'm out of here.
It's everything. It's everything. I'm going to run 10Ks, then I'm going to, you know, only eat goji berries, and then I'm going to only drink green juices. And, and it's like then they burn out and they wonder why.
Yeah. Go easy. Go easy, go well. If not now, when? Guys, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Michelle Bridges, always great to have you. Gian, really lovely to see you. And we look forward to your company next week right here on the House of Wellness right around Australia.